The election on November 5th is fast approaching, and today on Current State, we have the first in a series of segments related to the important decisions to be made by voters next month. In Lansing's 4th Ward, City Council member Jessica Yorko is being challenged by Chong Anna Canfora. Yorko was first elected to council 4 years ago. She's an environmental justice coordinator with the Ingham County Health Department. Her record on the council includes work promoting safe walking and biking opportunities, promoting businesses and neighborhoods in the 4th Ward, and supporting the renaming of streets to honor Malcolm X and Cesar Chavez. Jessica, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you.
And Chong Anna Canfora works for Progress Michigan, a progressive communications nonprofit that works with labor unions, women's rights groups, environmental groups, and immigration rights organizations. She's vice president of the Moores Park Neighborhood Association. Welcome back, Chong Anna.
Thank you.
I'd like to open up with a question for both of you. We'll start with you, Jessica. If you're reelected, what single challenge facing the city would you most like to help solve?
Absolutely. Well, when I started on the council in 2010, the main issue facing us at that time was first the city budget and the overall economy in our state and city. We began furloughing workers at my very first meeting. We voted to take pay cuts as council members in solidarity, and we knew that what our budget and our city workers were going through is what many people in Lansing were going through, and my main priority at that time was to make sure people were getting back to work. Our jobless rate in 2009 at one point reached 17%. We are now under percent. Getting people back to work has been a main priority in my first term, as well as improving quality of life in the city. Our streets are safer. Crime is down. We have safer transportation options. We've rehabbed hundreds of houses. When I started, we had over 400 dilapidated homes on monthly tag monitoring for the issues they face. We're now well under 150 in that program.
Is getting people back to work still your highest priority then?
So, jobs, safety, improving safety in the city, and improving our neighborhoods are still very, very top priorities. I will continue to work on those issues. The new issue that I started in my first term and plan to really sink into deeper in my second term is working with our schools. I grew up in a countywide school district in Hillsborough County, Florida, and we did not have people leave our school district. We had regional cooperation. We had lots of educational opportunities within that school district. Our district was financially healthy and stable, and there were great educational opportunities.
And when I go
door to door in my district, and when I talk with young families, they want better educational opportunities. They want unified school districts. And this is really something that I pride myself on, is bringing people together. Okay. And this is one of my goals for my second term, is to really sink in on that issue.
Okay. You mentioned jobs first. We'll put that first among equals here, I guess, as jobs moving forward. What single challenge, Chong Anna Canfora, facing the city, would you most like to help solve? If we were looking back, if you're elected and we were looking back on your term in office, what role, what issue would you like to point to as just a signature accomplishment?
Well, the issue that I'd like to focus the most on is really improving the quality of life and attracting and retaining residents in Lansing. We have a lot of challenges. We have a vibrant, wonderful community, but we also have a lot of challenges. And folks in our community that are dealing with, violence and poverty, I think that it would be something that I could be very proud of, to work on issues that would positively impact folks' quality of life, investing in our neighborhoods, really retaining our city assets, things like our city parks, which are so valuable, and really impact our home values. So many folks in Lansing have been hit hard by the recession. We've lost $1 billion worth of home equity in Ingham County alone. It is very, very important that our city officials are focused like a laser on making sure that quality of life in our neighborhoods, clean, safe neighborhoods, code compliance, police and fire, solid city services, those are things that really impact that quality of life, and those are the things that are going to attract new residents, mm-hmm. and those are the things that are going to retain residents that we want to keep here.
So neighborhood, what I hear you saying is neighborhood vitality, neighborhood stability.
Absolutely.
Is in a couple of words.
Absolutely.
Okay. You've both alluded to the ongoing revenue shortages and challenges that the city has faced. How should the city address public safety specifically, Jessica Yorko, assuming ongoing revenue shortages and budget deficits? How do you go about that?
Well, one thing I want to point out here is that in 2011, when I was out talking with voters at their doors, going to neighborhood meetings with police officers and firefighters to explain our budget situation and explain the need for dedicated funds for police, fire, and roads through a proposed millage on the ballot, my opponent wouldn't even put out a yard sign about that initiative. I had a former colleague who left the sign for them. They wouldn't even put it in their yard. So I want to point out my record on public safety and all of the work I have done. We hired back officers through that millage that passed, and I'm very pleased with my involvement in its passage. And I've been helping neighborhood watch groups start up all over the district during my term. I've tried to work with my opponent in her neighborhood to start a neighborhood watch there, and she refused. She asked me not to call her. I've tried to help her neighborhood as well as many others with safety issues because we have to have those police and community partnerships. Our budget deficits are serious. We have to avoid bankruptcy. We have to avoid a situation where a financial manager comes in and tells us what to do with our budget. We need to retain the ability to make our own decisions about what we do with our budget. And a couple of things I want to point out is my opponent has attempted to say that people aren't that the illusion that crime is down is an illusion because people aren't reporting crimes. We have many mechanisms for people to report crimes, whether it's to an officer or online, which I share diligently with all of my constituents. And early this year, my opponent, rather than being part of the solutions, withheld police evidence from the police department's crime lab for several weeks in order to post on her Facebook page and hold up at neighborhood meetings for the purpose of her campaign to attempt to create this illusion that crime is so bad in the city, and this is a major problem I haven't addressed when I have. And
okay,
we've
got to give Chong Yan a chance to respond.
So
here,
we have to keep our funds intact, whether it's through special millages or through the typical budget process. But we have to keep our neighborhood strong, and we can't go through these budget cycles with state shared revenue cut and property values down and expect, where are we going to make cuts? Are we going to cut from the Parks Department? Are we going to cut from the Public Service Department? So I just think it's short-sighted on the part of my opponent to think that that millage wasn't necessary, or to think that these community and police partnerships aren't necessary, because
Very
these
good.
Are the things I've worked for.
Very good. Ongoing revenue shortages, Chong Yan, Akanfora, mm-hmm. How should the city address public safety if that's a part of the future?
I'd like to say that the reason that the millage was necessary is because, you know, after my opponent skipped 78% of her public safety committee meetings, then voted for a budget that created those drastic cuts, cutting 36 police officers, closing two fire stations in the 4th Ward alone, laying off 11 firefighters. Of course I supported the millage. The millage was the fix for the mess that council had created. By voting for that budget. And with ongoing, how I would resolve that issue, part of the solution is that I would close tax loopholes for CEOs that are coming to the city with their hands out looking for tax abatements with no accountability. I think that it's incredibly important in order to retain the revenues and have the resources to, maintain our public safety net, that we can't be just giving away, revenue opportunities to any CEO that has their hand out and then demands in return that there be no accountability, no transparency. My opponent had an opportunity to let there be a public hearing, just a public hearing, on a transparency ordinance that is, modeled after an ordinance that that HUD does for contractors. It's not a new idea. That would have built in more accountability, would have given taxpayers a chance to really see how their dollars are being spent. I'm very, very proud of the fact that I am supported by the police, the firefighters, nurses, and teachers because of my strong stance on public safety.
We have spoke with a number of Lansing residents here in the last few days, and we'd like to listen right now to one of the recorded points that we recorded here in one of those visits. Here it is.
Howard Pizzo from Delta Township. I'm interested in knowing what the candidates in Lansing are focused on in terms of regional cooperation and improvement of the region as a whole.
Chong Anacanfora, what's your take on service sharing on regionalism efforts?
I think there's incredible opportunities there. That's another wonderful opportunity that we have.
Where?
In terms of public safety, I think that there is intelligence sharing that can be done among local police departments. I think that there are cost savings that we can look at in terms of common supplies and things that need to be ordered for all different kinds of departments. I think that there's a definite opportunity with our waste management. I've been told that our city, waste removal workers could really expand their services beyond the boundaries of Lansing and, really serve the entire region at a very effective cost savings and would bring in revenue into the city. There are many positive examples like Indianapolis that have done successful regionalization, and I think that we should definitely take a look at that.
Jessica, do you consider yourself a vigorous advocate of regionalism and service sharing?
Absolutely. I greatly enjoyed my service on the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission with Mr. Pizzo and others in the region for the past 3 years. And one thing I want to hit on is that there are numerous opportunities, public safety, parks, schools, for these regional opportunities. But what it takes to get there is someone who can unify and be diplomatic. And what I've seen come out of my opponent's campaign does not encourage me about her ability to do that. Because we have problems on the council with people being divisive, not working well with the administration. And I don't think that Ms. Canfora is going to be able to improve the situation. Her campaign has issued threats of physical violence early in April, refused to sign the Clean Campaign Pledge, distorted my record. And furthermore, in terms of attendance, Ms. Canfora herself missed 60% of her meetings on the Economic Development Board for the county, yet wants to tout herself as a job-friendly candidate. That transparency ordinance made absolutely no sense. It would have required companies to hire the lowest bidder, which wouldn't have been good for workers or for business.
Okay, let's give Chong Anna Canfora a chance to respond.
Okay. I definitely want to push back on the accusations that my opponent has made. My campaign has made no threats of violence, and I have, through the years, worked with many challenging folks. I have known Mayor Bernero for 13 years. I am confident that if he is reelected and that I am elected as a council person, that I will be able to work with other members of council and the administration. I have absolute confidence in that because I am coming to this job not to join a faction, but because I want to represent the 4th Ward. I want us to have engaged and competent representation, someone whose only agenda is to make sure that 4th Ward residents are being represented, that they have a seat at the table, and that they have a true voice at council for everyone in the ward.
Chong, you have made Jessica's attendance record an issue, claiming that she missed 55% of her public safety committee meetings in her first year in 2010. Jessica, you've brought up some points in your defense, and you claim a much higher attendance record overall. Chongyana, how is Jessica's attendance record an issue?
Well,
you suggested earlier that her not attending so many meetings somehow was connected to the failure of the public safety millage. I believe you tried to connect those two in some way. Are those really connectable? And what is the larger impact of not attending meetings?
Well, some corrected information actually has come to me that it's not 55% absenteeism. It's actually 78% of her public safety meetings that my opponent missed.
In her first year?
In her first year.
In 2010.
That was the year that she served on public safety.
Okay.
And, after that, made a very critical a decision to vote for a budget that cut 36 police officers, 11 firefighters, and closed two fire stations. I would argue, and I think that most people would agree, that committee meetings are a very critical part of your job as a council person. It's not just, the council meetings that are televised. There is a lot of important information that is conveyed in your committee meetings. It is your opportunity to work with your colleagues. It is your opportunity to become a subject matter expert. It is your opportunity to become informed and then be able to make an informed decision when it comes time to make a critical vote like that.
Jessica, how do you respond?
Absolutely. First of all, my attendance record on City Council is 90% overall. I'm very proud of that, including dozens and dozens of budget hearings, which is actually, if my opponent must not be very involved, I don't see her at very many council meetings herself in the last 4 years, because that is where we discuss the budget. The budget is discussed in budget hearings. My decisions on the budget are informed by that process. And in 2010, only two other council members attended more committee meetings than I did. I was on the Development and Planning Committee, Public Safety Committee, the Public Services Committee, and the Personnel Committee, and Intergovernmental Relations. So my participation in committee meetings was actually better than most of my colleagues. My overassignment to committee meetings has been raised, and I don't want to belabor this point, but I do want to say that I think it's hypocritical for someone to come forward, tout themselves as being fit for this office, and they themselves have skipped 60% of the meetings of the Economic Development Board that our elected officials of Ingham County appointed her and trusted her to represent the residents of the county in economic development matters, and she failed to attend 60% of their meetings. So I think what's more important is to look at what have we done in the last 4 years. We have put people back to work. We have improved safety in the city. We have improved neighborhoods. We have improved the environment. Our city is thriving. We have more work to do. Our kids deserve better educational opportunities. Our neighborhoods need more work. We need even better code compliance mechanisms. And I think that what I've done in this first term is pretty remarkable, and I'm very excited about the second term.
Let's give Chongyana just a brief chance to respond.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I have to correct the misinformation that my opponent is saying about my attendance record. First of all, we are comparing apples and oranges. Ms. Yorko has been paid $75,000 over her term for her work at council. With a 26% absenteeism rating, then that means that approximately $20,000 the taxpayers have paid her for work that has not been performed. Second of all, my attendance rating, my attendance at my volunteer unpaid job at the Economic Development Corporation and Brownfield Redevelopment Board, my attendance is 70%. So I don't know where she's getting this 60% absenteeism rating. It is not true. My attendance in 2011 was 80%. My overall attendance at my volunteer position is almost 70%.
Okay. In 2010, she missed 6 of the 10 meetings. So that's 60%.
Let's move on. Whoever prevails next month will be casting votes on the city council, and will, for better or for worse, become part of one of two perceived blocks on the council. We've got a Wood Jeffries block, which more often obstructs Mayor Bernero's initiatives. We've got the Dunbar Yorko Houghton block, which more often supports his initiatives. Jessica, when you encounter a voter who is not a supporter of the mayor's, how do you explain the occasions when you have supported him?
Absolutely. Being a ward representative is actually very different than being an at-large representative, and I want to draw down some distinctions there, because ward reps are very clear. We have very clear marching orders from our constituents. This is what my ward needs.
Sure.
I need this here, I need this here, I need this here. What that requires is a very good working relationship with the administration. And there are definitely areas where I will push back against the mayor. For example, on public safety, I worked my tail off to make sure that millage passed, and it did. And when we came back in the next budget cycle with the mayor asking about allocating some of that funding toward a building as opposed to officers, I told him, no way in hell. That's, you know, I told people, I told my constituents, this is for police officers and firefighters. I understand we have infrastructure needs. And so what goes on in those kind of conversations is the mayor and I will have a conversation. I will tell him where I stand. I will tell him what I can live with, what I cannot live with. And more often than not, we work that out before it comes to the dais. I feel no need to publicly humiliate him. I am able to work these things out before it comes to a vote. He pulled that proposal out of the budget before we even voted on it. Many similar negotiations happened in this budget cycle. Issues where we just can't come and see eye to eye, I'll vote no. And I have, and I'll do it again.
Okay. Chong Anna, can you identify part of Mayor Bernero's agenda that you support?
I think that the mayor has done a tremendous job in bringing the city forward over the years. And I've been a supporter of his, you know, since he was a county commissioner. I've known him 13 years, and I think that he's done, overall, a pretty amazing job in keeping the city moving forward. And I'm looking forward to, if I'm elected, to working with him to keep the city moving forward.
Okay. We've got one more question that we took from a Lansing resident. This is from if I remember correctly, this is a recent retiree who is currently a resident of the city of Lansing.
My name is Jean Brisbow, and I live in the Home Street School neighborhood area. And my question is, my husband and I are both senior citizens, and we've lived in this area all our life, raised our children in the city of Lansing. Our question is, we are looking to move out of our current neighborhood, wondering why, as senior citizens, we should remain in the city of Lansing instead of going outside of the city looking for new housing.
We've got less than a minute for each of your responses, I'm sorry to say. Why stay in Lansing, Jessica?
Because it's great and getting better every day. We are creating more and more housing types and options through the land bank, as well as private development, improving our neighborhoods. We have an exciting downtown and nightlife, recreational opportunities, and a safe city. That's why you should stay in Lansing, and I'll help you look for a new place if you need one.
Chong Anna Canfora, why should a recent retiree stay in Lansing?
Because we have a vibrant, diverse community with affordable housing. We have, great educational institutions for your children, your grandchildren. We've got a great community here. We have our challenges, but we're meeting those challenges, and we've got a lot of engaged folks that care very passionately about the city. I'm among those folks, and I'm looking forward to working to move Lansing forward.
3 weeks from today, voters go to the polls and will decide who represents Lansing's 4th Ward, incumbent Jessica Yorko or challenger Chong Anna Canfora. We thank both of you for joining us here today, and additionally, we want to commend both of you for your willingness to serve in public office. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.